If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. We still have our pass rusher. The 49ers did not do a crazy trade and give away a 26-year-old premier player that is none other than the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to be talking Micah Parsons. We're going to be talking Juwan Jennings. We got some Evan Anderson and practice squad talk, which I'm pretty pumped about. And before you leave today, I'm going to leave you with one bet for week one that I'm absolutely sold on. So stay tuned for that. So yesterday, obviously, you heard, if you have a cell phone or a computer or a TV, you knew what was going on with the Micah Parsons trade. Absolutely just bonker. I was doing one of the preseason film breakdowns that we do for the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. And so my phone started blowing up, so I had to mute it while I was recording because I was offline. And I was like, man, something bad happened. I was like, if my phone only blows up when something like that happens, you know. And so then I check it, and you know, once I finished the recording, it was just like, no way. Micah Parsons traded to the Packers for 2 firsts and Kenny Clark, which Kenny Clark's great, but nah, man, 26-year-old pass rusher, I would argue probably the second best pass rusher in the NFL behind Myles Garrett. Just dumb. Jerry Jones, dumb. But he doesn't care about winning football. He only cares about money and publicity, and he gets that. And so shout out to all the Cowboys fans that just keep hopelessly pouring into Jerry with zero hopes or efforts to win a title. That is frustrating. And like, Jed York frustrates me, and I critique him a lot, right? I understand that, but I would argue that Jed has made an effort, maybe not this year, but in the previous years, to go get a title. I don't think that this year I would, you know, stake that claim, but it has happened in the past, and you know, the reset, I totally get it. It goes back just to this idea, okay? And obviously we're going to focus mostly on Niners, but there are two premium positions in the NFL still today. And a wide receiver is, you know, fast climbing the positional strategy ladder, but it is not on par anywhere with quarterbacks or edge rushers. It is a giant, it's quarterback, giant gap, edge rusher, giant gap. And then there's probably like three positions that you could throw in there, like left tackle, wide receiver, cornerback. Like those three are kind of the next tier. Wide receiver seems to be passing whatever else. And that's going to lead us into our next conversation. But before we get to Juwan Jennings, like, let's just be honest. Nick Bosa and his deal is now a bargain. He's the sixth highest paid edge rusher already. And guess what? He has 4 years left on his contract. 4 years. Now, I do believe that that is 100% going to be extended. You can't keep this contract. You can't keep the contract. But remember, Nick Bosa is 27 years old. He's got 4 years left on his deal. Here are the cap hits on the Nick Bosa deal. This year, $20 million. 2026, $42 million. You can kind of see that big balloon there. 2027, $52 million. 2028, $42 million. He'll just be turning 31. at the end of his contract. I fully expect after this year to get that extended. You add a year, add a couple void years, knock down those numbers, get him a little more paid money. Because if the Bosa family has taught us anything throughout Joey or Nick's thing, they don't like leaving money on the table. They're not the type of guys that are like comfortable being the 10th paid at their position. And Nick Bosa is not the 10th best at his position. I think he is kind of that 3 through 7 edge player. Yeah, maybe not just with sacks, but you look at what he does in the run game. Kyle Shanahan loves him. Like, the dude is just a monster. He had that one down year, and I know some people are like, 10 sacks is awful. No, it's not. Not in today's NFL. It is not. But Bosa is worth every single penny. And so it does just, you know, put into perspective. You know, Bosa was the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL whenever he signed that deal. Now he's the 6th highest edge rusher. 6th highest. And not only just 6th, he's $13 million per year behind Parsons. Like, that market was reset and reset and reset. Miles Garrett, you know, TJ Watt, that reset the market. This one obliterated it. So it's not so much that he's the 6th, $13 million per year behind. Bosa got 34. Parsons got 47. That is just bonkers, man. What's up, Shannon? Appreciate you, Ben. Cowgirls go to cowgirl. That's right, Matthew. I love it. And, you know, I'm texting all my Cowboys friends. They're not texting back, you know, from Dallas. So I got a lot of those guys. But, yeah, none of them texted back. They've gone dark. They've gone dark. It is a rough time. But it is never too rough to kick a Cowboys fan when they're down. I just believe in it. A lot of it, you know, if you guys don't know me, my entire fandom of the 49ers came out of my hate for the Cowboys. You know, my stepdad, RIP, he loved the Cowboys, and we would fight, and I'd get sent to my room every single Sunday because we would watch it. We'd watch all the football games, and we would just go at it. And, I mean, throwing stuff, you know, got punched, got hit, you name it, all the time. And it always ended up with me in my room just, like, screaming at the door and whatever else. And so for my Christmas present, or for my birthday present, I asked. I was like, you know what? I was like, what team do you hate the most? And he's like, oh, the 49ers. And I was like, and who's the worst player on the 49ers that you just hate? And he's like, Jerry Rice. I was like, I want a Jerry Rice jersey. And I got it. It's hanging up over there. But, like, that was it. And so I've been a fan since, all the way back. I think that was 1991. And the rest is history. And now this is what I do for a living, which is crazy. So, yeah, I absolutely – nah, you do not hold back whenever it comes to Cowboys fans. You just don't. Long live Jerry Jones. That's right, man. Skeletor. Long live Skeletor, man. In that press conference, if you didn't watch it, pure gold, man. Brought up Herschel Walker, called Micah Parsons the wrong name, I think, 4 times. Kept calling him Michael. Just like, oh, my gosh. How about them Cowboys? That's right, man. I absolutely love it. Yeah, we're going to talk some Kendrick Bourne. Jerry Jones is immortal. Oh, man, I do. Right here, Brandon. He says, really don't understand why everyone thinks Green Bay going to win a Super Bowl because of Parsons. I don't think that either. I think that they had a good roster, and I think that one of the tougher divisions of football gets tougher. You know, do they have a shot? Yes. And again, my whole entire everything is get to the playoff. You build a playoff caliber roster. Once you get to the playoffs, you see what can happen. Now, you got to have strong quarterback play, and you've got to have a decent defense. Those are like the borderline basics. Now, there's a few anomalies. You talk Trent Dilfer, whatever else, but like that's it. Good quarterback play, strong defense. Like, those are your two pillars that you have to be built with in order to get to that. Now, if you have a strong running game, that helps. If you've got, like, some elite play somewhere else, that helps. But it always comes back to those two things. Like, strong quarterback play and a good defense. This helps them. They have strong quarterback play. Now, I'm up on mybookie.ag right now. Use promo code 49ers. Yeah, come on, man. If you're going to bet them. They're still pretty damn far down. So you've got, here's an order of Super Bowl odds currently on mybookie. Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Packers are 5th, Niners are 7th. So they jumped up a little bit in the odds, but yeah, not a shoe-in by any stretch. That AFC is dominant. And Jordan Love continues to throw in his worst performances in the playoffs pretty much year after year. So, like, now he's young, but, I mean, shoot, we watched him piss the game away against us. Dre Greenlaw, I mean, the dude just started throwing picks nonstop. So, like, I'm not one of those. I will never be one of those. Oh, they're winning the Super Bowl. I just don't buy into that logic with any team. You've got to stay healthy. You've got to get to the playoffs and get hot at the right time. You do those things, then who knows? Jack, my man, Mr. Bowtie, you're the legend. Appreciate the super chat. Much love, John. Hate to hear your pessimism about the season and roster. I'm choosing to focus on Saleh and Boyer being huge improvements that I hope translate to instant improvement. You're going to get, this is kind of like, it's like Baskin Robbins. Like, you're going to get your flavor with this current 49ers roster.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2 to 6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick 2, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I think that they have a solid roster. I really, really do. But it's not deep, right? It's so, like, if injuries happen at certain positions, then you're going to be kind of stuck. However, yeah, I'm betting on blue chip players, elite coaching. I love the 49ers coaching staff. I love the 49ers. And you talked about it in your thing. Like, yeah, Saleh and Boyer. Like, Brant Boyer, Robert Saleh, that's huge. Kyle Shanahan calling plays. Like, that is 3 quality coordinators. I wouldn't put Boyer at the same level as Robert Saleh or Kyle Shanahan. Like, they have much more of a track record. Boyer's good and a dramatic improvement over Hightower or Schneider for sure. That's the biggest positive of this roster, of this team. It's coaching. Coaching, then schedule, then blue chip players. Yeah, you've got 5 potential Hall of Famers, right? And, you know, Trent Williams, yeah, that dude's a Hall of Famer. Fred Warner, that dude is a Hall of Famer. George Kittle's close. I think he's getting in for sure, but like 1 more quality year, which I think he'll have more. He's a Hall of Famer. Nick Bosa, he's on a trajectory. Christian McCaffrey, he needs some help. I don't think Christian McCaffrey's on pace to be a Hall of Famer currently. He needs 1 more elite year or a Super Bowl ring or an All-Pro or another offensive player. Like, he's not there. And he's, you know, with running back, he's 29. He's on the back end. But that's your 5 blue chippers. And then you throw in Brock Purdy, right? That's awesome. That's great. Now, you have a lot of young close to there. And D'Amatore Lenore is kind of in this no man's territory on the 49ers roster because he's not an all pro. He doesn't fit with those other 6, but he sure as hell is proven. He's got three quality years under his belt, one of the top paid corners. But again, not an all-pro yet. But he's playing pretty damn close to an all-pro level last year. Pro Bowl is probably the target this year. Pro Bowl, all-pro this year. If he could stay healthy and, you know, keep doing what he's doing. If he played the exact same way he played last year and has that this year, dude's getting a Pro Bowl this year, right? So, like, you've got six. Demo's like seven. He only got 22 starters. Top end of the roster is off the freaking charts. Schedules, cupcake, but the NFL, you got to win every single Sunday. So, like, there's optimism here. You want to play the pessimism game, like you're calling me. That's okay, Jack. Come get me, big guy. Can't wait to hang out soon, by the way. But the pessimism is there. Is Jair Brown starting for this defense? Like, I know that, you know, Richie Grant just got released. Richie Grant just got cut. And not that Richie Grant was kind of like, you know, our saving grace or whatever else. But come on, man, it's Jair Brown. Like, I understand we attribute a lot of the negative play. Jair Brown was the worst player on this team last year. You watch the preseason. He can cover. He's still making those same boneheaded human torpedo try to tackles and just whiffs. Just whiffs. Jair Brown's going to start for us week one? And maybe I'm paying attention to the wrong spot. Well, all right. Jason Pinnock, you got a lot of faith there. I'm just saying, whatever your take is on the 2025 49ers, you're going to find evidence to back that up. It's there. It is there because it's not solid. The offensive line, who the hell are the guards? You're hoping it's going to be Ben Bartsch and Dominique Pooney, who are both practicing now. That's great. Or Dominique Pooney's working on the side. He's not practicing. But, like, all right, you're playing against a pretty stout D-line week one. I mean, you got Leonard Williams you're going against, Byron Murphy you're going against. Like, you're going to get some elite interior defensive linemen. Jake Brindle, injured Ben Bartsch, Dominique Pooney I love, but is he going to be 100%? Like, there's question marks. You got the worst wide receiver core of the NFL. That would matter if it is with Bourne. You add Bourne and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. It's still the worst in the NFL, period. It's not even close. Russell Gage? Nah. So, I get it. You're going to get whatever you want out of this roster. It is a grab bag. You're an optimist. It's there. You can see 12 wins. Vegas has us at 10.5 wins. You want to see us missing the playoffs? That's there. Yeah, this roster, man, too much youth, no depth. That's there. Schedule helps. Coaching helps. Blue chip helps. You get what you want. Connor, Sala is better, but Boyer might win us two games and not lose two games. We would have lost last season. Would be massive. Yeah. I mean, shoot, you're 6-11. You switch those two games. Now you're 8-10. No, 8-9. I'm smart. I can do math. Still not in the playoffs. Add in Robert Saleh. Is he a game or two, right? Injuries. Hopefully you stay a lot healthier than you did last year. If you don't, then you're screwed anyway. You don't have the depth for it. Didn't have it last year. Sure as hell don't have it now. Yeah, we're going to see. I love it. Leon, I like the depth and young talent. What I'm hoping for is more rotation. Keep everyone fresh and healthy. There's a few positions the 49ers have never rotated. And this is, offensively, they don't rotate O-line. It's happened twice. It was with, like, Tom Compton and Jalen Moore. Tom Compton won that battle. And then we had Daniel Brunskill and Spencer Burford. Spencer Burford won that battle. That was about it. That's the only rotation we've ever really seen on the offensive line. Kyle Shanahan does not rotate running backs. As much as I really, really like Brian Robinson and hope that that dude gets 10-plus carries a game, I struggle putting that on Kyle Shanahan's plate, taking CMC off the field. I struggle with that. I hope it happens. I'm with you there. I'm not counting on that. Now, defensively, Robert Saleh, Wilkes, Kusarik, even Sorensen, they rotate the D-line. They are going to rotate. Now, it takes them a long time. Like last year, they didn't figure out until week 9 that Leonard Floyd only needs to play 25 snaps at his 32-year-old season. Like, they're playing that dude 40 to 45 snaps, wasn't doing any good. They cut it down to 25. He starts getting sacks. Like, Nick Sorensen, oh my God, the worst ever. But even positions they rotated, they messed up last year. So, yeah, you've got to rotate. And, you know, Bosa, I want out there, and he has been tipping his toe into playing, you know, 95% of snaps, kind of like Max Crosby and some of those other guys. I don't want that personally. I want him at about 90% of snaps. I still want him getting breaks, being fresh in the fourth. But in pivotal third downs and all that stuff, Bosa should be out there. Every single third down, if you're going to pull him off, get him off first, second down. That D-line has to rotate. That defensive tackle room, they're all playing. All of them are playing. Linebackers never rotate. The 49ers never rotate your one and two. Ever. Not even on a Tuesday. And they're not going to. That's going to be Fred Warner, D. Winters. Those are your two. Locked. Corners never rotate. I wish they would. We don't even know who the number three corner is. Upton Stout, cool. Never took it a snap versus another player through preseason. Not one. Missed the entire preseason. Now that dude's going to line up against Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Cooper Kupp week one in the slot. Hey, let's go through it. Let's see if it's going to work. Throw him out there. You didn't keep Dallas Flowers, who was your number three corner. He was the number three corner. The best corner. If you're just talking about play, Dallas Flowers, your number three. You chose not to bring him back. You kept Darrell Luter Jr. for God knows what reason. That dude is not good. He is not good. I would say he would be the worst player on a roster, but he doesn't get a play. Jair Brown and Darrell Luter, they're one and the same to me, just different positions. The difference is Darrell Luter Jr. can tackle. He's a very good in run support. But man, do not watch the special teams tape. You'll see Darrell Luter just mail in like four plays and give out the worst effort ever. Preseason game, week three, trying to fight for a roster spot. Dude goes out there, just mails it in, doesn't put out any effort whatsoever. They still keep him. Like, I just don't understand. But that's okay. Like, okay, Upton Stout, your number three. Somebody gets hurt. What do you got now? Who's your number four corner? Chase Lucas? Darrell Luter Jr.? Nope. You're going to have an injury at the cornerback position at some point. Again, top end, yeah, Renardo Green and Demo, that's, man, ideal 1-2 combo at corner. That's great. Every team but us, they play 11 personnel. You got to have three corners. Upton Stout, you're betting so much on a rookie that has not taken a snap. I hope that he is the best of the best. I really, really do. That's a rough ask. That is a rough ask. Big Red, good luck tonight, man. I know you down in Texas coaching. Go 40. He says, with our wide receiver core, I'm scared week one. It's going to be McCaffrey, Kittle, Pierce all game. Yes. I'm betting the over on all of those guys, and it's not even close. It is not even close. But I do want to talk some Juwan Jennings. I do want to dive into that. Now, the rumor is Juwan Jennings is requesting over $20 million a year in this economy? What? Let's talk about it next.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you gotta come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, let's talk some Juwan Jennings. I'm pretty excited about this, and I love JJ. And let me just say this. This came from Tim Kawakami. I'll put his name on it. He put it out there. Said that Juwan Jennings is expecting $20 million, maybe even more per year. That's absurd. That is absurd. It is outlated. I hate the wide receiver market. I can't stand it. Now, this is not an anti-JJ take. I wanted to extend Juwan Jennings on a value deal long-term over the Brandon Ayuk contract. That didn't happen. That's okay. But, man, yeah, it's way too much. Now, he's making about $7 million a year. He wants $20 million. That's a big gap. I mean, that is a huge gap. But I wouldn't even pay him $12 a year. The long-term plans are not for Juwan Jennings to be on this roster. It's not built that way. Yeah, your long-term plans are, one, you're already paying at the worst, one of the worst contracts in football is that Brandon Ayuk deal. That is back-to-back $40-plus million cap hits. Like, it is bad. And that's assuming that he gets back to that elite status. But you did the contract before he got hurt, obviously. Terrible contract. But you can't cut him right now. You've got to wait at least a year and a half. Otherwise, you're just, yeah, you can't do it. You've already paid it. You got to get some return. And I know the sunk cost fallacy and all that applies here, but you're betting on him being 27 and being able to respond and all that stuff. You love seeing the workouts, all that. But the long-term wide receiver room for the 49ers is Brandon Ayuk, Ricky Pearsall. And then you're hoping one of the young guys comes out and helps you. But short-term, DeMarcus Robinson, who's looked incredible, is signed next year. DeMarcus Robinson slides into the Juwan Jennings role. That dude's getting like $4 million a year. Like, you already got your bargain third wide receiver option. And then you got all the young pups, Jacob Cowing, good Lord, just keep him away from routes on air. And then you've got Jordan Watkins. Man, excited for him. He flashed. My least favorite draft pick this year was Jordan Watkins, but wrong. Charlie Murphy is a step across that line habitual line stepper. But I was wrong and I love it. So like, you have the youth coming in. You know, Shanahan's going to draft more wide receivers. He's spent more resources on wide receivers than any team in the NFL. And we still have the worst wide receiver core week one. Like, anyway, you're still going to spend on wide receivers, but not top tier money. $20 million a year for Juwan Jennings is absurd. I would not pay him $12 million a year with our current roster setup because, again, allow him to go get paid. And I do think he'll get paid if he plays. If Juwan Jennings sits out that first month and then comes back and is put back in that wide receiver three option, you know, 20 to 30 catches a year option, that dude ain't getting paid. Like, which for the first time, I'm starting to tilt back to, man, I think Juwan Jennings hurt because he's hurting himself way more. If he is healthy and he's not out there when the opportunity presents itself, dude's costing himself a lot of money. And so for the first time, I'm just like, dude, I think it's obvious the Niners ain't giving you a contract. They're not trading you. Because they're going to get a comp pick. Let's say, what would you trade Juwan Jennings for now? A fourth, a fifth rounder? Like, you're not going to get that much because he wants that huge deal. He's not setting the bar for anybody. Plus, he's hurt. You ain't trading a hurt player anyway. There's no way he's getting dealt. There's no way he's getting traded. I could be wrong, but that would mean he's healthy. So then that dude's just sitting out because he's got a second-tier contract that he negotiated last year. I love Juwan Jennings. That dude, he's hurting himself or he's really hurt. Those are the only two options logically I can get to. Now, whenever you're dealing with humans and emotions and money, logic a lot of times doesn't apply. Dude, there is no way. I think he's really hurt for the first time. The fact that he's still not practicing, he is screwing himself so bad. So bad. He must be really hurt. Monkey, hope JJ balls out this year and gets paid next year by someone else. Got to keep this roster refreshed. And that's the thing. If he balls out, he gets paid, and the 49ers get a comp pick. It's win-win-win. Plus, the 49ers get their quality in-season strong play, right? Which they need because they don't have wide receivers out there. So that's there, too. Like, nobody loses if Juwan Jennings is out there playing and plays well. Nobody. And somebody's like, well, what if he goes out there, plays, gets hurt? He's already hurt. They're talking about this injury being a year-long injury. He's already hurt. That ain't helping your trade value. That ain't helping your contracts. Why am I going to sign you to an extension if you're already hurt? We did it with Christian McCaffrey last year, and it killed him. He ain't going to do it again. At least I hope not. They'll say, well, we didn't know Christian McCaffrey. Well, you should have done a damn physical or something. I don't think other teams will give Juwan Jennings $20 million, but I do think $15 to $18 million. This wide receiver market is stupid. It is dumb as hell. Now, shout out to my man, Ben, NY Niners. He sent me an email and did some research, right? So, Juwan Jennings is 28 years old, and he did just kind of a compare him to a lot of other wide receivers. DK Metcalf, 27. Darnell Mooney, 27. DJ Moore, 28. T. Higgins, 26, Devontae Smith, 26, Michael Pittman, 27. Now, I know all those other guys have draft pedigree and have established way more. But if you look at the 2024 yardage, like, man, Juwan Jennings had 975, DK Metcalf 992, Mooney 992, DJ Moore 966, T. Higgins 911, Devontae Smith 833, Michael Pittman just over 800. Like, not good. But then you look at the contract, you know, amount per year, Juwan Jennings sitting at about 5. DK Metcalf got $30 million a year. Darnell Mooney, $13 million a year. DJ Moore, $27 million a year. T. Higgins, $30 million a year. Devontae Smith, $25 million. And Michael Pittman, $23 million a year. So, like, from an agent standpoint, the market is so screwed AWOL. You're looking at this and, like, yeah, he's Darnell Mooney, but better. Well, that dude's getting $13 million a year. Plus, the market's gone up. Nah, man. Yeah, I'm not paying that. Kevin, JJ, good luck on your future endeavors. Yeah. JJ needs to fire. Dude, all agents are greedy. That's what they're there for. That's why I don't like them, but they do serve a purpose. And he's going to get paid if he stays healthy. And maybe that's the flip side, is Juwan Jennings just crosses his arms and says, all I got to do is play 6 games, my contract tolls, and then I'll sign elsewhere. But if that's his attitude, other teams are not going to want that. Like, he's a football guy. I get that. That's why I keep going back to, man, I think JJ's actually hurt. I haven't been there this whole time. And again, I was wrong on my previous take. And maybe I'm wrong now. Maybe he's just is that greedy and just that, hey, all about him. But, dude, you're not on a rookie contract. That's the difference. It'd be different if Brock Purdy was in this situation on his rookie deal and he's playing Pro Bowls and all this stuff at the quarterback position, and he's getting paid bottom-tier money. JJ's not getting paid bottom-tier money. He's not. Is he getting paid what he's worth after that 1 year? No. But now ain't the time. Like, the offseason was the time. That came and went. At some point, you got to buck up and play. That's why I keep going back to, I think he's actually hurt. And, yeah, his agent needs to let JJ know his skill set is only appreciated by a handful of teams. Yeah, if JJ balls out, $15 million is attainable in the open market. I think, yeah, 100%. Jags broke the white. Jags are stupid. They don't know what the hell they're doing ever. Duvall. Anyway, it's no. I love JJ. This isn't the only time JJ has done this. Remember, he got kicked off of his team in Tennessee. And that dude went to social media and all that stuff. And so, I don't know, man. I just wish he'd go out there and practice. That's what I want. Ben, he was the one that dug up all those numbers. Appreciate you, buddy. If JJ doesn't play at the start of the season, he's not making any of those incentives. Now, almost all those incentives were tied to last year. John Lynch talked about that. Most of those incentives are not on here. I want to pull it up on Spotrac just to make sure. I'm sure he has some incentives, but almost all of those were on the 2024 season, which he did hit. Let's see here. He does have a per-game roster bonus of, you know, $37,000. That comes out to $625,000. That's huge. 2025 escalators. So here are the 2025 escalators. 50% of snaps, that's $1.5 million. This is what Ben's talking about here. This is from Spotrac. That's huge in and of itself. He's got to play. That's $1.5 million. 60 receptions, yep, 600,000. 600 receiving yards, 600,000. 6 touchdowns, 600,000. Like, the incentives are there. You're right. Those are the 2025 escalators, but I think those all apply to last year and go into this year's contract. So he hit all of those. So he already hit those. Yeah. Let me digress. Because those are the 2025 escalators that he hit last year. Those aren't on. There are no escalators. He's already hit them. So he's getting all that extra money. That's 1.5, 2.1, 2.7, 3.4. That's $3.4 million in escalators he hit for this year. Man, what else you want to do? You bet on yourself. You hit them all. Yeah. JJ is hurt. John is speaking sense. If JJ wants more money, he needs to play. Thank you, Notorious. I love JJ past tense. I still do. It's just $20 million is stupid. I'm with you, Sean. While you're injured, that's the thing. Like, dude, you got to, yeah, while you're injured. The 49ers have shown they'll negotiate and do contracts, but you got to play. You got to play. He's not playing. Now, Kendrick Bourne is on his way to the 49ers. Sac Francisco, what's up, buddy? Y'all really think Kendrick Bourne got a chance to come back? He's coming here Monday. He's visiting two teams Tuesday. So, like, that already is like, dude, what are we doing? Now, most teams don't practice till Wednesday, game of. So, like, that's okay. He knows the system. He knows, you know, the plays and all that. But it's like, dude, if you're going to play, you got to get here. We need you now. We need you week one. Why are you freaking – make a decision. That makes me think, like, the teams aren't really big on him. And the only way the 49ers – they're not going to win a bidding war for anybody. Like, so, like, if Kendrick Bourne comes back to the 49ers – it's because the other teams didn't want him or he doesn't care about money. If he wants money, the 49ers are going to offer him the least. Like, that is just factual with the way this offseason has gone. Literally, you traded for Brian Robinson and paid a pick. They had to cover almost the entire salary. Like, the Niners, cheaper, younger. Kendrick Bourne's not younger. He's got to be on the cheaper category. Now, he's getting paid a lot of money from the Patriots in that contract. Didn't deliver there. Got injured. Is he fully healthy? It ain't going to do you no good to bring in Kendrick Bourne if he ain't going to play the first 3 weeks. There ain't no need. So you've got to do your physical. You've got to do your med checks. You've got to make sure he's ready. If he ain't ready to go, nah, you ain't bringing him in. You ain't signing him so he could come back week four. You ain't going to need him at that point. You need wide receiver help now. Not Monday. Not Tuesday. Now. I want them to bring back Kendrick Bourne. I really, really do. But, no. Oh, Badger. I love you, Badger. I'd put Ronnie Bell in the 53 before Bourne. I'm out on that one. Ronnie Bell, no. Are there lights on the field? Ronnie Bell ain't going to perform. Nah. Sin says, I'm not big on this version of KB. KB is another sign that JJ is on thinner ice than he thinks. Yeah. The Niners operated from three wide receiver sets, the least of any team this preseason. They didn't last year, but this season, yeah. So, this is going to lead me to my next take. I want to talk a real quick bet that I am putting in. I just put it in this morning, so I'm going to share it with you right after this.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. So this season, stop celebrating like it's 2009 and start betting like it's 2025. Whether you're hammering spreads, chasing the lines, riding money shot parlays, my favorite, teasers are my favorite bet ever. And like, I just tell people this all the time. You're betting with the odds and with the house instead of against it. Check out teasers if you haven't done it. It's our specialty, and it's where we make most of our money. But MyBookie is your one-stop sportsbook and casino in one. So one account, one wallet. You bet football all weekend, then you want to play slots. You want to play blackjack. It's all. You don't have to switch apps, no jumping platforms, just straight-up action. And if you're new to MyBookie, man, they've got a new huge promo. Use our code 49ers, 49ERS, on your first bet, up to $500, it's fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back with a bet back bonus. No stress. And it comes with just a one-time rollover on return bet. So you're free to reload and keep firing. If you don't know about reloads, ask them their customer service. Trust me, that is there. But again, a one-time rollover, that is huge. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Code 49ers, 49ERS, claim your bet back bonus. Make this football season the one where bragging rights come with a bankroll. My bookies, where bettors win together, because bragging's good, but cashing in is better.
Now, the 49ers week one. We've already said the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. I don't think there's anybody even close. Now, a lot of that's because injuries, suspensions. I get it. But it's what you got. It's what you're putting out there on the field. MVS is going to start for us. Russell Gage is going to start for us. That ain't quality football by any stretch. And so the 49ers are 2-point favorites against Seattle week one. That's not what I'm betting. But what I am betting is any hope that the 49ers have in winning this damn football game, it's in running the football. It's in running the football. You're going to throw the ball some for sure. But, man, that ball's going to CMC, Kittle, Pearsall. Like, that's pretty much it. That is pretty much it. So, like, the only chance to win this damn game is if they run the ball. right here, Invader. I think they run the ball 30-plus times. That's got to be the formula. It's got to be. So my favorite bet, I put $20 on it this morning over on my bookie. Brock Purdy under 32.5 passing attempts. Under. If the 49ers go out there and throw that ball 34 times, they deserve to lose this damn game. And I know there's a Shanahan joke somewhere here where he panics and just throws the ball like crazy. But if you're going to do that, then guess what? Like, and maybe that Seattle's game plan is like, dude, we're going to stack the box. We're going to force them to throw the ball. That should be the game plan. But in this Shanahan outside zone scheme, dude, you run the damn ball. I don't care if it's jet sweeps. I don't care if it's end of rounds. I don't care if it's outside zone toss, crack toss, inside zone. Don't care. You've got to run the damn ball. Pop passes, don't care. You got to run the ball. So, you know, I put $20 down on that this morning. You've got to run the ball, and we're going to be a 21-12 personnel the most. It's just what it's got to be. It's what it's got to be. 22 personnel is a good look in my book. Two backs, two tight ends. Yes. Kyle Juszczyk, Christian McCaffrey, Luke Farrell, George Kittle. You got one wide receiver out there, Ricky Pearsall. Sign me up. We're going big, and we're just going to run that damn ball. And then, you know what, CMC? I want Brian Robinson to get 10 carries. That is what I am hoping for. Roy's play. Seattle knows it, so they will be trying to make the Niners third and long. And you've got to commit to that. So, like, your philosophy is, look, we're winning third downs. So we're going to run. We're second and six, second and five. Like if we can get to second and six, man, you're ahead of the chains. Second and five, we're ahead of the chains. Third and four, we're good. Like, that's not a negative. I'm not saying don't throw the ball. I'm just saying, dude, we're not airing this ball out to Russell Gage and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, that's just it. Like, no. Right here, Seattle will play eight in the box. I am sure they will. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be running it anyway. Man, I wish we could get 20 carries for Robinson. That'd be awesome. 20 carries, Robinson. 20 carries, Christian McCaffrey. You get that. I mean, the record when Kyle Shanahan has over 30 rush attempts, I think he's lost one game. I think it's like 98-1 in his time with the 49ers. Something crazy. Like, run the damn ball. Just run it, run it, run it. You don't have people to throw it to. When you do throw it, CMC, Kittle, Pearsall. It's that triangle, baby. So that's our bet over there. Now, a couple questions I want to get to. The New England Patriots, they're going full-on youth movement. They just released two players, Julius Peppers and Kyle Duggar, both their safety. Do you know, did y'all see who's starting? For those of you that were with me in the freaking, my rush crush draft prospect, Craig Woodson, out of Cal. I love that dude at safety. Had a third-round grade on him, and they took him to the third round. And he is just a freaking stud. Like, I told everybody how clean of a player he was. Anyway, we got Marquis Siegel. Like, those were my two rush crush, my two favorite safeties. Both have potential to start week one, which I love. Like, we nailed that. Maybe I'm better at evaluating safeties than other positions. I don't know. But I would take Julius Peppers in a heartbeat over Jair Brown. I would take Kyle Duggar in a heartbeat over Jair Brown. Now, the problem with both of them, neither one will come cheap. These are not league minimum deals. Both of them were trade targets. Nobody ever pulled the trigger on them. These are not league minimum guys. Now, the safety position is devalued even worse than the running back position is. You can get them cheap. I don't know if the 49ers are ready to give up on Jair Brown. I was kind of hoping that they would. I'm done. I'm ready to move on. Not saying he can't rebound and go back to what he did his rookie year, but I'm saying some of his terrible mistakes and poor fundamentals are still there. His coverage is good. His coverage, Jair Brown's coverage is good, but you can't stop the run. You can't tackle. I have no need for you in a physical. Physicality and violence is what makes the 49ers defense what it is. That's what Robert Saleh preaches. And missed assignments. He's a missed assignment waiting to walk. That's why I don't like it. JP, man, shout out to JP. Like, I don't know if y'all are watching this on YouTube, and you can see the avatar of JP Hellehart on here. This dude designed custom Niners jerseys, and they are just like as close to damn possible as the 49ers alternates. And he designed these like 6 months ago. He was sending them to me. We were talking about them. Like, they're awesome. But shout out to JP. Maybe he works for the Niners secretly. I don't know. But I can't wait to hang out week one. Excited about that up in Seattle, man. And if you guys, like, you got to come hang out with us in Seattle. It's not even just us. We're hanging out with freaking Frank Gore, which is just so freaking awesome. I cannot wait, and I'm so thankful. And, you know, we are so lucky to be able to have that, you know, moment. So come party with us. We're going to be at the press box. We're going to be having a great time up there. Kids are free always. And we're going to be there with the Niner Faithful chapter, which is the best. Shout out to Alex. He is just an absolute freaking legend. So we're going to be there. The tailgating, we start early tailgate right next to the stadium in the lot, right next to the press box. So it's going to be great. Unlimited premium tailgate, premium drinks, mixed drinks, food, beer, seltzers, you name it. Unlimited giveaways, off the charts. And then for my birthday, oh boy. And then for my birthday, oh boy. We are going to be down in New Orleans. We are going to be having a great time. We rented out a spot, Bourbon Street Drinkery, on Bourbon Street, obviously, from 2 to 6 p.m. And then for my birthday, we're tailgating right underneath the giant clarinet mural. It's two blocks from the stadium. We had to upgrade because we sold so many, which is awesome. We got Seafood Station, barbecue, King's Cake, you name it. We are sparing no expense. This is a little bit more expensive tailgate than we usually do, but it's my birthday and we're going ham. So come party with us. Get your tickets on the TickPick app. Just search 49ers Rush, or it's easier, just go through the link in the description of this video or audio, wherever you're watching and listening. Just click on that and take you right there. And use promo code Niners. Get $10 off your purchase. That's what's up. Notorious GAV. Do you see Juice's targets going up early in the season with our wide receiver room the way it is? Last year was the most Kyle Juszczyk like usage he ever got in his entire career. And so let me pull up just the numbers, because you had all of the injuries and there was nobody else you could trust. So you're using Kyle Juszczyk as a third down back. And so, yeah, he goes out there and had 31 targets. The most he's had in, shoot, he had one more year where he had more targets than that with the 49ers. I don't think it goes up. 19 catches last year. I don't think he's going to get to those numbers. Rushing total, he only rushed the ball five times last year. I think that stays about the same. I think Kyle Juszczyk probably finishes with about, I don't know, 14 catches, five rush attempts. So I don't think that – I want his snap count staying in the low 20s. I want a lot more 21 personnel, but I want Brian Robinson out there at the same time. And so right here, JP, what about CMC and Robinson on the field at the same time? Yeah, why not? They've got time. They haven't practiced it, obviously. They just traded for him. But I want to see that. I want to see Robinson out there. I want to see just not waiting, you know, on what just waiting. And we talked about this earlier in the show. Kyle Shanahan struggles getting Christian McCaffrey off the field. Okay, keep him on the field. Motion him out to slot. Allow Brian Robinson to run the run game. Put CMC in the Debo role and put Brian Robinson in the CMC role. Like, that's just what I want. It just makes sense. It just makes sense. It really, really does. So, man, Captain Juice, or we riot? Man, the captains are going to be hard this year. Because does Demo earn a spot in there? Yeah, it's going to be hard. This we talked about, you have five potential Hall of Famers and a quarterback. That's six. You could do seven. It's hard. Oh, more screens this year. Yes, please. We got away from screens last year. Please, more screens. Man. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us today. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed it. Y'all are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.